Michael can close, but he's going to try and deliver a message from the angelic realm, so more than just him. Freedom is what he wants to talk about to you all. Hello, all of you. Michael here. I come today to speak with you of freedom and what it truly is. There's a lot of misconception on Earth, especially at present. There is also an awakening, understanding the freedom, but in taking a step towards it is something different. See, you are able to have financial freedom. You don't need to purchase anything at all. Not if you know how to look after yourself, feed yourself, quench your thirst, put protection over you, you see. It doesn't have to be. As society gives you, you can still use just a tree. So what makes you really free? Freedom isn't any of that, you see. You're able to have freedom of time. But do you? Or do you worry what others might think when they see? So you do have freedom of time to do what you want, when you want, and where you want. But again, does that make you truly free? It does make you free, in a sense. But that's free to the spirit of your physical body, not the soul inside of thee. You are all able to have spiritual and religious freedom as well, that you can pursue, worship some of that do, or lead just a spiritual life, or your own beliefs, you see. Yes, that gives you a sense of freedom, but are you truly free? There's nothing wrong with any of what I've spoken about now. You can incorporate any of those into your life, but true freedom ask yourselves for a moment what it truly is. See, it's not something that can ever be given. It's not something that can really be found with your eyesight. It can't be found in objects, in people, or things that are outside. Freedom is internal for a start, and a lot do have it on Earth. But if you can't speak the freedom, then your freedom is being cursed. There's an allowance of it being taken away. It'll never be rewarded, you see, but freedom can be punished and started to be taken from thee. And then it becomes hereditary, just like a disease inside. Because that is passed down to children without meaning to or asking why. They may ask the why, and you say, shut up and just let it be. That's the way it is, so it is. But that's not you that's speaking it to me. So pursuing your freedom, all of you. Lots of wars have been fought over this, countless deaths, souls returning to the spirit world when they shouldn't be. So my darling friends, true freedom is found inside. The state of being free comes when you're able to live, to express yourself fully. A lot will say, I do express myself fully. And yes, you may do. But can you express yourself fully everywhere you'd like to? See, you're expressing. It's good. But can you see it's being stopped? If you can't freely express yourself where you'd like to, then the powerful inner being is being stopped. It was too long being suppressed by mankind themselves. And now, some have found their tongues expressing themselves, but are not allowed in certain areas, platforms, you see. And without actually questioning it, it's rejected by many. Many that don't need to listen to it in the first instance at all, but put their view on it when the message wasn't yet ready for their vibration at all. But why not allow others to listen to a view of another, to question whether they take it on board, elaborate it further understand it better or reject it at all. That choice is the freedom that's inside of you. The wise, inner genius, masters, as you may speak, the divine being, the creator, the God. None of those are freedom at all. They can kind of be classed as one in the same. They can help you with connecting. Connecting to your higher self, to see things clearer, you see. But only if you ask and want to be connected to the higher element of thee, to see what's going on around. That's the start of freedom itself. So when you look within, connect and allow yourself to express. It's that inner divinity, your channel, your childlike state, where you would have spoken and said anything, no matter who was around and heard. That is true freedom. But you don't need a nanny or father-like state. It's not even a state anymore. It's in other ways restricted as well. Is the World Wide Web a state? But that is not, and it restricts you as well. So when you've got a state, a society that limits you in your speech, limits you, you may have inner freedom, but you need to find a meeting place for others to communicate with, you see. Somewhere that is private, not controlled by society and domain. Then true freedom can come into unity once again. So when you fully resonate with the light of your soul and your higher self, your true self, your spiritual self, then, dear one, you are free. But the trick, freedom, humanity and the earth, is allowing all to come together and be. So I can't tell you how to change this, but I can tell you it's on the way. It does need an uprising, but not necessarily in a fighting way. There's many inventors, intelligent and channeling ways of new that isn't restricted at all, that refuse to follow the society few. So just like it's been spoken to you before, money, we don't like that at all. Exchange, yes, it's needed. Because each have different gifts within you all. An exchange of energies, a swap. But nowadays, let's just say, you have to, for the time being, if you're going to create a change, use money that way. But using the money, not moving to plastic. Plastic is restricting you more. You need the cash and exchange still, even if you don't like money at all. If you get that taken away, there's more control once again. They know everything that you're doing. They can restrict your freedom again. So when by default you love yourself and you can reach out with compassion and love towards all, that is true freedom, where you can answer any question at all. But not answering it in a way that tells, states something. You speak it in an open way. Let them, with your direction, find their own way. That is freedom in your compassion and love that feels good to express it. Find new ways of communicating what you'd normally keep quiet because you feel like you should. You don't express the view because some, you may hurt their feelings, you see, but not because it's their own feelings, because it's been pressed on to thee by a state, by a society. And you can see it for yourselves. How many of you are brave enough to explain that to another when they speak out unwisely, in unison, in agreeing with it all? They're who you could feel sorry for. You should offer more love to them, for sure. It may put you in a difficult position, but why hide your true beliefs yourself? It's not being argumentative. It's stating, have you looked and seen it in this way? I'm not forcing my opinion on you. I'll only speak it the once. But is it that way? It's an open-ended question for them to explore. Exploring is how you learn. Not being told and told you're meant to listen. And listen firmly or punished, you see. But can you not see there's punishment, there's jail sentences being handed out all the time? Not where you go into a prison at all. But there's an unseen prison coming around you all, you see. Escape that prison, speaking freely about what you believe in yourself. Express what's truly inside of you and what you feel. And it's a blessing from the universe to all. So claim your freedom, live your truth. That's what I'm telling you. That's how you pass on the freedom for all. Expressing your inner self, the wise, the divinity that is inside. Just like what you've heard from Gabriel earlier. It's not just opening up inside. It's being able to speak freely. That's freedom. So for you, you may truly connect. But to connect yourself truly to your self-abundance, a natural flow state, you see. It's about what you give out that brings back to thee. So will you give an opportunity for others to change a point of view? It may not happen immediately. They may bless you. After all, when other things come to light, and your words remind or remember in the back of their mind are brought back to the forefront because something else has made them see something in a different way that's unkind. Then you're the healing agent that was once an enemy. So when you're connected to your true self, and just pass on. But remember to speak with love and being kind. Then abundance begins to magically appear for you. All the way through your life. And you see, that's no real surprise. So a lot of abundance doesn't come to thee. Many that have gone for the abundance of wealth, you can look at them, you know they're truly unhappy. Despite their accumulated wealth, they can't buy the happiness, the love, because they're not free in themselves. They're focused on money, which is a society pushed down issue, not the love inside, which is yourself. It's the state of magic. You want to find it? Look within. Not to see it, to see it within, but to get that connection from what's all around. That's where freedom will begin. So being connected with your inner self gives you the knowing that no religion, government, parent or friend, no institution or energy at all can tell you how you should be or how you should live. That comes from your own boundaries. That's your freedom, where truly freedom exists. So stand up is what I'm asking you to do in any way you choose. But use that inner voice. Don't become a shrew, keeping everything inside. You need to communicate, share energies while you're on your path in life so that freedom can truly exist. Then you're following what you came here to do. This is something no other force around can tell you how to do it. It's what you find in your heart that's found. It may change over time with more you learn, more obstacles did you overcome in your pursuit of freedom. That's what you're down here on earth. Really to do and then ascend. It's about learning before returning to your full connection of soul itself. So use that inner wisdom while you're still connected to soul, to source, you see. Connecting to the heart of inner divinity, which is connected to your heart, you see. So those outside forces, those fences, those gates, the gates are where you want to get to leave those fences behind and let your energy grow wider than you believe, because your belief has been taken for many. You often think, what am I doing wrong? Because you've got an example, you see. whether that's from a book you've read or what you've watched on TV. So there are people who will want you to stay secure, but are you secure with what society is giving and offering around? Stay safe by what's inside, in your beliefs, in the circumstances around. Know your heart. Is it what's doing on your path, where you're going, what you've achieved, in line with your freedom? Otherwise, it's not aligned with your heart's path. So outside and obstacles are easy to overcome. The main obstacles in the pursuit of your freedom, because I'll let you into a secret. You see, the biggest obstacle to overcome, you have control of, you see, and it's your ego in the mind. That's what you need to know. For sure, the ego is the challenger, but you need a challenge in order to overcome any fear, in order to grow. Being conditioned you don't want to be. Be conditioned by your true self, by your heart. It's there for governance, you see, and your guides around to give you support in this, to guide you in ways that support you best. But many, even with a spiritual connection, forget to ask the guides for themselves. So when obstacles are encountered, instead of quieting all your voices and being calm, disagreeing in your mind, not speaking out, will never allow a solution to appear. So being quiet is not going to help the world. The only quietening you need to do is in your mind, to allow the connection to come inside your heart to you. So this is how I'm going to say you should experience and live out your true freedom yourself, by looking and getting the answers from within, not what you're told from around you. So please look inside yourself now. See, I'm proud of you, proud of you all. And if you're listening to this message, you found some freedom and you're looking to take it further still. But look inside yourself for a moment, that connection, for the opportunity to see how you can be more free and help others by speaking. Speaking not adversely, but an alternative. To open up to others to see and view a bigger picture. Look inward, connect with your inner knowing. Your inner power. Claim your freedom more. The power, and then reach out with compassion towards others, following the guidance that's not from within. That's what you're asking them to look at, to evaluate, to begin to see that they should be living the heart and life of joy, because that's where true freedom is. And now, as I say, you're meant to be living with joy, then joy that's truly inside. If I ask you to look at the times where no joy has been around, who's placed those boundaries around? It wasn't you that eliminated that joy. It's what you've been told to do. So get rid of listening to what's told and you decide what you want to do. So when you live for you while serving others, you are free. That's what I'm speaking to you all. I love you all. I bless you all. And that's a message from all the angels for you all. Good night. It's Michael. I hope those words do help. Please ask your heart what action it felt, what it wants you to lead you forward, what you want to lead yourself forward doing from now on. Do you think you can be a bit braver to sing out loud your own song? Not to force on others, but to open up a view, let them see the bigger picture, that you have now found yourself as well, you see. It'll be because a voice spoke to you in the past and helped you to where you are now. So help others as you can and feel the joy inside as you spread freedom around. Leave you now, that last message that will resonate in your heart to give you some of the courage to move forward. and brighten up your light from your heart. To love and assist and support those other beings on earth. Grab your freedom. Use your wisdom. Wisdom from in your heart. Your inner geniuses are emanating. So speak out with the spark that I've started. Go in peace and be free. In love, knowing that I'm with you, to give you all the courage, you see. So there's no goodbye for me now. I'm around you all, supporting you, giving you the strength that you need somehow.
He's replying a kiss as he stepped back. That was Archangel Michael, and I'm going to have to listen to that because I haven't got a clue what he's just said.
It was pretty close
as he's just given that.